Babe, I'm making breakfast. Babe, can you hear me? I swear if you're still in the...
What's going on? Why are you still in bed? Babe? Alright, just let me sit next to you. Scooch. Scooch. There we go. Why aren't you talking? Did I do something wrong? If I did, we can just talk. You know that. I didn't? Yet? What do you mean? Babe. I'm starting to get really worried. Alright, you sit and lean against the wall, and I'm gonna sit across from you, and then we can have a conversation. Okay? Look at me. I know you're not sleeping. You think I don't? I can feel it. Whenever you think I'm already asleep, you just sort of twitch and try to find a position to sleep in. But then you don't end up sleeping at all. And when you do sleep, you wake up almost screaming. Yeah, I knew. I've known for a while. Why I didn't say something? I was waiting for you. I thought you would say something. You know I'm here for you. That I love you and you can say anything to me. But not this. Alright, this needs some drastic measurements. Come here. So is this better when I hold you? So you don't have to look at me. Okay, then start. What? Why would I ever do that? How did you even come up with such an idea? We do have problems. Every couple does. It's normal. But we always talk about it and we get over it. I would never pack my things and just leave you without saying anything. Is that why you wake up every night? Because people were leaving you in your dreams? and you were alone again? I see. That's ridiculous. You're awesome. No, you are. Hush. I say you are. Your opinion is not objective in this manner. Come here. You have me, like it or not. I know that people have told you this in the past, and I get that you still have a small piece of doubt inside of you. That's normal, but I'm not going anywhere. No one is. Yeah. It's hard to get rid of those thoughts. Trust me. I know. But that's why you have me now. Now it's the two of us doing this battle together. And you're not just someone I love. But you are my teammate in that fight. And I'm not going to leave my teammate behind. Ever. Yes. From now on, new rules. If you wake up, and it doesn't matter if I'm asleep or not, you just cuddle up to me. There's no way I'm going to let you feel scared and alone when that stupid anxiety comes. Second rule. If it gets that bad again, tell me. No second guessing everything, no overthinking. You just say whatever comes to your mind. Even if it is just nonsense. Third rule. You're not allowed to speak ill about yourself. Nope. Mm-mm. Hush. Nuh-uh. Nope. No, no poking me. No. Or I'll... Okay. The last rule. The most important one of them all. We're going to do that sort of thing a lot more from now on. No. I don't mean us lying in bed and being lazy. I mean talking about what you really feel. No hiding. Nuh-uh. Promise. You have to promise. Well, that didn't sound like a promise, but I'll accept it. Now, hurry up, and I'm sure the Oh crap, I forgot the breakfast.